Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, it is the 3rd of February, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, and let me tell you how organized they are. Later on in the show, I'll tell you about getting my second vaccination shot over there at Shasta Regional Medical Group and what that was like, and having been in the military for a long time and, you know, getting shots in the military. You might say it was a kinder, softer experience this time. Anyway, good morning. And I'm here with, of course, Jared, because it's Wednesday. And Jared has not only the weather, he's got what days it is, too.
Oh, you mean create a vacuum day?
I'm sorry, what?
You said what days it is.
Yeah. What days are they? You got them written right there.
Yeah, we got a create a vacuum day.
Creative vacuum?
Create a vacuum, not really.
Okay.
Sure that one.
We must have better ones than that.
Hemp day?
Hemp day. One of your favorite days, buddy.
homemade soup day? Thank a mail carrier day.
Thank a mail carrier. Okay. I say we mask up and we go out and we hug the guy that comes in here. Because he always looks like, oh, what a day. Okay, so what's the weather look like?
All right, it's currently 43 degrees right now and overcast. We have showers likely. It looks like a 70% chance of showers today. With a high of 49, a low of 36. Tomorrow's going to be sunny and clear with a high of 59, a low of 38. Friday, sunny and clear with a high of 65, a low of 40. And Saturday looks like it's also going to be sunny and clear with a high of 65 and a low of 39.
Okay. The weather report's brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. I talked to Chuck Kinney yesterday, who is the owner of Shasta Gas Propane, and he and Judy. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give him a call at 365-3793. He's got something he wants to present to a veteran, but it's got to be a specific veteran. And I will have more information on this, but it'll be somebody who served in Vietnam. And it'll be something that it is a super, super gift that he wants to present. So they're just great people, the Kennys. Okay, now, National Hemp. What was it, Hug a Hemp? What was that?
Yeah, it was Hug a Hemp Day. It's National Hemp Day. Create a Vacuum Day. Homemade Soup Day. And
Homemade Soup Day.
Thank a Mail Carrier Day.
Thank a Mail Carrier Day. Okay. Hey, I'm going to get into this later, so I'll just wait till later, because I've got Rob Burke here with me. We've missed Rob over the last few weeks.
Yeah.
You know, one time Rob slept in. Okay, that happens. One time I double booked everything, so we had to kind of bounce you out. And then other times you took the COVID test, but there was no like positive or negative reading. It was
yeah, that happened once. It was inconclusive.
Inconclusive. Thank
you.
I was trying to think of that word. Not positive. Not negative. It's, you know, just right.
Right.
<You know?
laughs> Yeah.
So, but now everybody in your family.
My mom and my dad, me and I have a friend who lives with me. Neither one of us got it, but, yeah, my parents did get it.
He lives in the family house.
Yeah, he does. Right.
So your parents got it.
Yes.
But you two didn't.
No.
And then
Somehow,
you managed to share it to your, who? Somebody else.
Grandparents.
Your grandparents.
Yeah.
You went over and made sure they got it. That's cold. Oh no, you didn't do it on purpose. I know you didn't do it on purpose. So, you know what, this is kind of your parents, your grandparents, here are you two living in the same house.
Mm-hmm.
Never got it.
Yeah. It's weird.
Well, you know what, they're saying that young people have got a higher resistance to us. That's why we should open the schools up. Are you all for that?
For keeping schools open?
Are your schools open all the way?
They're on a hybrid model right now.
I know, but is it time to open them up? In the spring semester?
Honestly, I don't know. I think we'll see what the spring semester holds because, I mean, we've seen cases turn and go, but honestly, I think it's probably fine.
I think, you know what, it's time. How about sports? It's a time for sports.
Depends on the sport, I'd say, but, you know, we have track and field and alpine going right now, so there are some sports out there.
So how old are you going to be this Saturday?
I'm going to be 18 years old.
18 years old.
How did you figure that out?
You know what? I keep track of a lot of things.
Oh, sure. How did you figure it out?
I know it. I just I know these things.
Someone put it in the chat room.
Also helped, it also helped
guess
that
you my dad.
Brave caller or brave civilian put it in there. So I don't know who that is.
Probably my dad.
Probably your dad because he's a brave civilian that I know. He's one of many that I know. Anyway, so happy birthday, buddy.
Yeah, thanks.
So how long do you have to be with us today here today?
I can be here as long as you want me to.
Oh, good. Can you change the oil in my truck afterwards? No.
I can be on the air as long as you want me to.
Okay. Hey, have you seen the movie? We talked about it, so I know you have. The Little Things.
Yeah.
Denzel Washington.
Rami Malek.
Yeah, Rami Valley.
And Jared Leto.
All three Academy Award winners.
Mm-hmm.
All of them well-earned Academy Award recipients. Did you expect more?
I didn't. I can't say I expected more from them because I thought their performances were really good. What I can say is I expected a better movie. It's a very – what I would say is it very much feels like it's ripping off Seven by David Fincher. I don't know if you recall that movie.
You know, I saw that once, and I remember how it ended.
Yeah.
I don't remember it being but I don't remember it well enough to say it was a ripoff.
I saw Seven probably 5 or 6 months ago, and when I was watching this, I kept on getting flashbacks because it really, really does feel like almost the same movie. Like, it feels like it was completely and entirely ripped off.
Really? Now, Seven, if I remember it, is a person that was – doing the, was it the Seven Deadly Sins?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
And so it was Brad Pitt?
Brad Pitt was in it.
Morgan Freeman?
And Morgan Freeman and Kevin Spacey.
And Kevin Spacey.
And Kevin Spacey.
Okay, and so they were searching for this person. Now it's kind of the same thing, except that it starts off that Denzel Washington, if you haven't seen it yet, there's not going to be a it's kind of a semi-spoiler alert, but we'll set it up. It said he's a deputy sheriff out in Bakersfield, living in Bakersfield in the desert out there.
Not the best place to set a movie.
No. And but he has to go pick up some evidence in L.A. where Rami Malek, who, by the way, he seemed to be... I don't know. It seemed to be. I realized later is that it's the way his face is, but he seemed to be like pursing his lips. You know, like
Rami Malek always looks like.
Yeah, that's. But then you're right. That's what he looks like. And of course, I saw him as Freddie Mercury, and he had the ortho built into his mouth, so it wasn't like that. But I saw him in Band of Brothers also, and not Band of Brothers, The Pacific, played a wonderful part in that. Played a really good part in that. So, and then the last guy.
Jared Leto.
Jared Leto played a part that was, I haven't seen him play a part like that before.
I mean, he's always played weirdos. He's always played people that are
weirdo,
out there.
Yeah,
yeah, okay. Yeah, that's very much his
anyway,
name.
That's on Netflix. That was dropped.
No, I'm HBO sorry, Max.
HBO Max. It was dropped in HBO Max.
And theaters the same
in
day.
Theaters.
Yeah.
So you can watch it without paying anything more than your HBO Max subscription.
Yeah. And HBO Max is starting to really, like, pump itself up because if you think about it, in a week from now, they have Judas and the Black Messiah coming out on HBO Max in theaters the same day, which is getting phenomenal reviews. At the end of March, Godzilla vs. King Kong will be on HBO Max and in theaters the same day. So,
and remember, King Kong's on our side.
Yep, King Kong is the good guy.
Yeah,
in the trailer.
I've seen a trailer standing on the top of an aircraft carrier fighting Godzilla.
Yep.
Godzilla is so slow, though. I mean, you know, he gets hit with some uppercuts. He shoots, you know, he's...
You think King Kong will win?
I have no idea. But of course he does. He's got to.
Yeah.
Because King Kong, I mean...
Because he was put up as
spoiler
the good
alert,
guy.
Spoiler alert. but he probably should. But the GCI in it was spectacular.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, for sure.
I got to take a break here. When we come back, I want to talk about Golden Globes. And I saw Wolverine, the origination, you know, from 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And was really, the GCI in it, special effects in it were great. And I actually enjoyed the movie, which is set, you know, for that 16 to 25 audience, usually.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty good movie. Okay. Hey, last night, I felt sorry for my Sleep Number bed. Yeah. I got into that bed, and I don't think I moved for 8 hours. I actually got 8 hours of sleep last night. Usually it's, you know, it's my fault always. I go to bed late. Last night, 9:15, I turned out the lights, and that was it. Sleep Number is probably the most comfortable bed I've ever slept in my life that I can remember. And it's built that way. Consumer Reports rated it 1 and 2 in the two categories they had. They both were rated first in the categories they were in. Some tips before you go to sleep if you're having problems going to sleep. Create a peaceful place for sleep. A little ambient noise. Don't drink caffeine past 3 p.m. And our bedroom, we just turn off all the heat and open a window. So it is probably, 60 degrees in the room. And I find that very restful. But right now, proven quality sleep is a life-changing sleep. Don't miss this weekend special. Save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, plus free premium delivery and setup when you add a base. That ends Monday, and it's only at Sleep Number stores. You can get it on sleepnumber.com, but don't do that. Go over to our Sleep Number store at the Target Shopping Center. Lay down on one of these. You can adjust your bed the way you want it. My Sleep Number setting is, last night was 55, and Linda's Sleep Number setting was 45. You can adjust it. You don't have to have the same, you don't have to have the same firmness throughout the bed. Probably one of the reasons you sleep so much better. Sleep Number. We'll be right back with Rob Burke in the Golden Globes.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie.
Sometimes you have to go away to get away to relax. Enjoy an affordable staycation experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. Standard rooms only $89 a night, Sunday through Thursday. Call or book online now, 1-800-280-UWIN or windriver.com. Offering mobile check-in and check-out valid through March 20th. Must have a River Club card. Some restrictions apply. Use promo code WINTER21. Join us for a safe and comfortable stay at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm trying to talk, I know, Michael, you're listening to this. I'm trying to talk Robert into enlisting into the Marine Corps on his 18th birthday. I can get him a special spot at Parris Island, even though they're usually sending him down to San Diego. I think that matriculating through Parris Island, South Carolina, puts a special start on your Marine Corps career. I have a feeling it's not working. Okay, let's talk Golden Globes.
All right.
Any surprises? Okay, first of all, Golden Globes are that's the foreign press, right?
Yes, it is the HFPA, I believe. I don't know what that stands for, but it's the foreign press. It's an organization of about 80 to 90 people. Truthfully, it is the least important award show out there, other than, like, the Kids' Choice Awards. Like, this is...
Is this like MTV?
It's like you could see movies skyrocket in their chances of getting nominated by hosting a lunch with 50 of the members, because that's over half. Like, it's a little weird. If you compare
it to, like, there's payola in this?
You never know. If you look at, like, the Oscars, that's thousands, tens of thousands of people voting on it, people who work in the film industry. This is just 90 people
whom whom they started restricting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, these are like 80 or 90 of the film critics, right, from around the world?
Yeah.
And you're right. I've heard this before. In fact, one of the hosts of the Golden Globe said something about this.
It's an award show that's kind of known for being the fun award show, not the super important one. What I will say is it is a good early precursor.
I was going to say many that win the Golden Globe, even if it is – whatever they get to that, their decision, go on to win an Academy Award.
And sometimes there are nominations that show up here that you say, oh, I wasn't expecting that. And now suddenly you have them more likely to be nominated in a lot of categories. There's one of those this year, actually,
okay,
which I will get into in a second.
All right.
So I'm going to go category by category and kind of just, like, outline what is kind of a surprise, what was expected.
You got 6 minutes here.
All right, I'll do it. So best motion picture, musical, or comedy, because the Golden Globe splits it up into two categories for whatever reason. We have Borat, Subsequent Movie Film, Hamilton, which Hamilton was eligible because of the Disney Plus recording, as musical or comedy. It's absurd. It gets worse, though, when we look at foreign language film. Music was also nominated. That one was a surprise. It kind of came out of nowhere. I didn't even know it was eligible for awards. And then Palm Springs and The Prom were the ones that got nominated. Overall, fairly expected. Again, music was just a little out there. Best Motion Picture Drama, the nominees were The Father, Mank, Nomadland, Promising Young Woman, and The Trial of the Chicago 7.
The Trial of the Chicago 7.
Mm-hmm.
I think I saw...
That one's on Netflix.
Yeah, I think I started watching
October,
that one.
Yeah,
I think I've started watching that. It's interesting. Mm-hmm. It makes the judge seem like a guy that's suffering from dementia.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's true. See, when you see a movie like this, it seems like it's kind of a, you know, did they overdo it, or is this based on...
Yeah, I wasn't the biggest fan of the Trial of the Chicago 7, if I'm going to be honest. I thought it was just fine. What was interesting was Promising Young Woman getting a nomination. It was slotted as, like, number 8 or number 9 in a lot of people's predictions. And it's interesting because not only was it nominated in drama, it was nominated in a crap ton of categories. Mm-hmm. So now it's actually looking really likely that it'll be nominated for Best Picture at the Oscars, which I think is a good thing.
What's
I really
about?
Like Promising Young Woman. It's about a woman who decides to... It's kind of hard to explain without spoiling things. I'll say it's about a woman who decides to take revenge after many years after a bad incident happened with her best friend.
Okay.
And it's still a $20 rental, which I paid and I thought was worth it. It's a very, very good movie. And then for Best Motion Picture, Foreign Language, here's somewhere where I got upset. So Another Round from Denmark, good movie, I understand. La Llorona from Guatemala, France. The Life Ahead from Italy. Two of Us from France. And Minari from the USA. I'll read it to you again. It's Best Motion Picture, Foreign Language. And a film from the United States was nominated.
What was Minari about?
So Minari is a film that is about a Korean family that immigrates to America. Half of the movie is in Korean, half of it is in English, and it's based on the director's actual experiences emigrating to America at a very young age. My problem with this is because Minari was put in the foreign language category, it was ineligible for to be nominated for Best Drama. Because at this organization, for whatever reason, you can only be nominated
in one thing.
So, like last year, Parasite sweeped foreign language. It won that easily. It wasn't even nominated for Best Drama.
Watch that. That was a good movie.
Yeah, no, very good. So that was weird. Best Screenplay, the nominees were Promising Young Woman, Mank, The Trial of the Chicago 7, The Father, and Nomadland. Interestingly, all nominees for Best Motion Picture Drama. Drama was definitely the stronger category this year in general.
Has anybody seen these movies?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Yeah, well, but you're different, Rob.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, this is your life. This is what you do. I expect you to watch them. But how do other people watch them?
I think the problem this year is that there's a big disconnect with how these movies are coming out. They're coming out in very weird ways. I think Mank and Trial of the Chicago 7 were both Netflix movies. That's how people saw a lot of those. Promising Young Woman was a rental. Nomadland actually isn't coming out on Hulu until 2 weeks from Friday. And The Father is... I'm not really sure what's going on with the release date. I know it's coming out in theaters last weekend of February because a lot of award shows allowed their eligibility to continue into the end of February 2021.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then... some of the comedy ones showed up on a bunch of different streaming services. I think it's just a really weird year.
Well, of course it is. It was 2020, and this is for 2020. The fact is, though, is when is the Golden Globes going to be?
The Golden Globes, I believe, is February 28th, I believe.
Okay.
Not 100% sure.
Now, the next week when you come in, you can come in with your picks.
Okay.
What you think are going to be the ones, your predictions. We'll write them down. And then after the Golden Globes, we'll come back and see how right you were. I can tell everybody that for the Academy Awards, you were like 90%.
20 out of 24.
Yeah, but you lost in the big one.
I did lose in Best Picture, yeah. And Best Director. I was going with Parasite. 1917.
Yeah,
with Parasite.
Which
was the one
I thought was a great picture.
Mm-hmm.
After I saw Parasite, I could understand why people liked it. And it was a really a step out for the Academy Awards to do something like this. But anyway, what would you watch here this weekend?
This weekend on Netflix, a movie is dropping that I got an early access screener to, and I really liked. It's called Malcolm and Marie. It is 1 hour and 40 minutes, and it is a movie with two people having a conversation for the entire movie. But it never gets boring. It stays interesting the whole time. It has Zendaya and John David Washington, who was in Tenet and Black Klansman. And it's really, really strong. The performances from the two leads are great. And it's for an hour and 40 minutes with just two people having a conversation the entire time. I never got bored.
So it's kind of like three episodes of or four episodes of a Seinfeld.
Sure. just a lot more dramatic. But, yeah, it's kind of like a suspenseful drama.
Okay.
And
this is called?
Malcolm and Marie. It'll be on Netflix on Friday.
Got it. The movie with Tom Hanks.
News of the World.
Is that going to drop?
It's on rental right now, $20 rental.
Yeah. But is it going to drop? I thought that was one of the ones that was going to go to.
It was supposed to, and then it wasn't that good. I saw it. I wasn't a big fan of it. Critics thought it was okay.
Yeah, but is it going to drop onto the streaming services?
I don't think it has a plan to of right now. I think it's just a rental,
You know, I wasn't sure. I mean, it when I saw the previews, it wasn't like it was real catchy.
Yeah, and it's not. It's very dry. It's very not much is going on. The actress from it, though, the 7 or 8 year old German actress, was nominated at the Golden Globes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was in Best Supporting Actress.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot, Rob.
Of course.
And happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you.
What are you getting for your birthday?
I think I'm getting sound equipment for a movie I'm shooting, but I'm not 100% sure.
That's right. You're going to have to are you going to get a GoFundMe page going?
Possibly. I don't know. We'll see.
I think we said we'd put some money into that. We will.
All right. Thank you.
Do you need it now? Not yet?
Not right now. No.
When you're ready.
Probably soon.
Come see us.
Okay.
Robert Burke, our movie critic, who also writes online.
Yeah. Well, I used to through Annie's Cafe.
Yeah. But do you still have where people can read your reviews?
Oh, I haven't been uploading them to YouTube in a while, so no, not right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals recognized by Watson Health Institute. It's a fully accredited chest pain center, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. And when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about Shasta Regional Medical Center and the COVID shots that are going on, the vaccination shots, when we come back.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, We've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Get game day ready with Black Bear Diner. Their family meals to go make perfect party platters for your game day crowd. Choose a party favorite such as chicken strips or cheeseburger sliders, new for the big game. And add a platter of golden onion rings for just $10.99. Visit BlackBearDiner.com to start your order. Look for family meals to go. Pre-order starting Thursday, February 4th.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. This month's review is Perdomo Reserve 10th Anniversary. The Perdomo Reserve is a medium to full-bodied blend, giving off notes of dark cocoa, espresso, and ending with a progressive complexity of mineral-rich zestiness. Come down to the shop for your Perdomo Reserve today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, or visit us on Instagram at Tobacco and Brew.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning. Phone line's here, 605-4567. I got a half an hour of open line here today and some things I want to chit-chat about. It is 7:37 in the morning and 39 degrees out there. It should be raining later on. I thought we were going to get, like, thunderstorms yesterday, but never matriculated in. However, all the things that are going on, have you thought about purchasing an electric car? Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Okay, I got my I had my second vaccination shot yesterday. I went over to Shasta Regional Medical Group, and let me say, there's a number of people there. But the experience in itself, you know, yeah, everybody waits in line. But I've waited in line. I've had lots of experience waiting in line to get shots. Except usually, it's in the military. In this case, people were, you know, were chit chatting and all this 6 feet away. Everybody wearing masks. Went in, filled out a one sheet of paper because we'd already had our one shot. Showed them my shot card, and they gave us the second shot. We had to wait then 10 to 15 minutes just to make sure nobody had reactions. And after like 10 minutes, Linda was ready to go. Linda sitting still for 10 minutes, unless she's driving someplace, is that's not in her psychological makeup. She could never be a sniper. That's for sure. Or a hunter. Are they coming by? Are they coming by? Why are we here if they're not coming by? So, but got up. They said that the after effects could be like having that could last for 24 hours, or like having a mini version of the flu. And they said to take it easy, you know, the next day, maybe you know, which is today. I feel nothing. My arm's a little sore, but I just want to talk about the professionalism of these people over at Shasta Regional Medical Center and Shasta Regional Medical Group. They were totally organized, totally, you know, got you in and out. You got in there. They looked at your paperwork. Either if you, this is your first shot, they fixed the card for you. If your second shot, you know, they looked at it, made sure everything's okay. You went over, they had like six people giving shots. Sit down, get your shot, walk over, sit down, and wait a few, you know, wait 10 to 15 minutes, and then you're out of there. Everybody in there was totally professional, but their, and their attitudes were really good. I mean, there was nobody, you know, being officious or anything like this. It just worked. And like I said, when a person gives you a shot and they're cheerful, as opposed to like, you know, they don't say anything and then they, you know, they slap it in your arm. I wasn't like that. And I watched all of them and they were all like that. So if you're looking at a place to get your shots, you might want to take a real good look at Shasta Regional Medical Center and how they do it. They're totally organized, which is what I really like. You know, you didn't feel like it's going to be like, oh, okay, over here. Nope, over there. Nope. It was great. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay. Yesterday in Florida, FBI agents went to serve a warrant. Serving a warrant is very dangerous because you don't know what's going to be inside. And for my son, as a U.S. Marshal, they serve warrants on really bad people. And they go in, they're armed up, they're ready to go. Because this is a person that's on either somebody's most wanted list or they're dangerous in certain ways. So, they're very prepared when they're trying to take somebody down. In this case, five agents went up to this place. And they were serving a warrant for child pornography and child physical harm to children. And they went to the door. And the gunfight started. Two FBI agents killed, three wounded yesterday in South Florida outside Miami. Two agents killed. One was a woman who had been her whole, you know, her time in the FBI had been in that division of child pornography and child abuse and child abduction. This is what she did. And then her partner was in the same thing. He was an IT specialist, but this is what they did was hunting down these people, these lowlifes, these scum. And I'll say it, scum, pedophiles, child pornographers. And in this case, it started into a gunfight. They were killed. Two more FBI agents in the hospital and one in the hospital but released. The two in the hospital are in stable condition. This was, you know, this is horrendous to have this. This was one of the most deadliest shooting in FBI history, in fact. Of course, they had another one down in South Miami in the shootout, back in the 80s, 70s or 80s. Where two other agents were killed and three wounded before they could kill the robbers. These guys were bad guys, and who were robbing banks and killing people, and got into a shootout on a suburban street with them. It changed the way the FBI did a lot of things, including the armament they carried, the firearms they carried from that one. Well, our thoughts and prayers go out to the families there for these agents. And another thing that's happening right here in town, we're going to talk about as soon as we get back from this break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I got a lot of feedback. Judy Maxwell was on the show yesterday talking about Medicare and Medicare Advantage and how Medicare Advantage, even though your payments may be a little bit lower, they don't take care of everything. They don't care. They don't take care of anything of everything, and it can cost you thousands of dollars. Medicare Advantage. Insurance companies are pushing it, but when you talk to somebody about the advantages of Medicare Advantage and the bad things about it, you're going to find out that you probably don't even want to have this. Judy explained it perfectly well, perfectly, on the advantages and disadvantages of this one thing, plus the fact of being able to you can re-sign or you can get out of that and get back to your regular Medicare, which for 90% of us is the best way of doing it. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. She's all, you know, if you are a business owner and you'd like to have a second opinion on retirement plans or 401 or your 401 plans, things are changing dramatically in this. Give Judy or one of her people a call for a free review and evaluation. Give her a call at 221-0441. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. 7:45 in the morning, 39 degrees. It's going to be raining. We'll be right back.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I...
Hi. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Want to have the most unique, memorable Valentine's weekend? Shining Care presents The Shining Affair. Saturday, February 13th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The best part? It's happening from the comfort and safety of your own home. It's an elegant, virtual evening of interactive entertainment, including live music from FM Flyby. Enter or watch a fun lip-sync challenge, the Best in Bling contest, and much more. You join the party with Zoom and let the fun begin. With the party in a box, you'll have all the contents to create your own festive backdrop for everyone to see. Plus, mingle and see everyone's bling attire on your Zoom screen. Join CR Gibbs mixologists in making a signature cocktail. Vote on the lip sync challenge performances and best in bling outfits. Be moved by testimonials of Shining Care's mission of compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders for safety and well-being. Tickets start at just $25, available at shiningcare.org. Proceeds benefit Shining Care's programs to help at-risk elders in our community.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come
alive. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:49 in the morning here on the 3rd of February, 2021. 39 degrees out there. Looks like we got some rain coming in. And, hey, have you ever thought about wind power? You know, we're doing away under the Biden administration. He's slowing down. He's putting the brakes on oil production, oil exploration. He just killed the Keystone pipeline. And what does that mean? We don't know really how many thousand jobs are tied to the Keystone pipeline. When he just ended it with a stroke of a pen, the Canadians, of course, are just up in arms about this. And if you don't think that oil's not going to be pumped out and then shipped to the Chinese, you're crazy. And they say, well, you don't need a pipeline, you can truck it. Well, the amount of pollution and accidents and everything are much higher on the road than they are in pipelines. What it did, 8,000 jobs, most of which were union jobs, just left. Good paying private sector jobs. Now, why did he do that? It's one of the several orders he signed on day one of his White House administration that claimed do not serve the U.S. national interest. Now, I think he's up in the 50s for these executive orders. Do you remember the screaming, condemning of President Trump because he signed 4 in his first days? Well, of course, you don't hear that from the mainstream media because they are all for this. His next step is to realize legislation at his own campaign words is to put us on an irreversible path to achieve economy-wide net zero emissions no later than 2050. And he says, and investing heavily in alternative energy development. Now, how much is that? How about like $400 billion that comes from the government to prop up companies like wind power and solar power? These are all rebates. These are all things that he's aiming. So here's the difference. You had privately owned companies hiring people to do this and they're going to work more efficiently, as they almost always have. Has the government really worked efficiently at anything? The problem is with this $400 billion taxpayers' money monster, and it is a monster of alternative energy campaign. He's going to fine and feed to death businesses and corporations and entities that rely on fossil fuels. He said that. We all know that $400 billion is going to be a wasted investment for the taxpayer. If windmills worked, the private sector would be all over them now. Hello, government takeover of the renewable energy sectors. Now, and you say, well, they do work. Well, really? Tens of thousands of windmills that make the energy. From the wind we will get our energy for our electricity. There's an estimated 10,000 of these big turbines, these giant wind turbines that have been abandoned. Why? Because they stopped subsidizing it, which means they had to make it on their own. We've spent billions of dollars subsidizing the construction and use across the country. But high maintenance cost, high rates of failure, and fluctuating weather conditions that affect energy production render wind turbines expensive, and there's been more than 14,000 of them have been abandoned. When that happened, at the post-tax subsidy, they stopped taking care of them. They stopped using them because it was minimal power for the amount of cost that it took to construct and then keep them going. Now, as you know, and I'm not going to talk about how many birds, bats, and other creatures run into them. If you have a wind turbine and a giant condor runs into it, well, that's just bad luck.
The people that put these up had indemnity from anything like condors, eagles, and how many bats. I didn't realize how many bats had been killed by wind turbines. Millions. But here's the thing. That in right here in California, we've got three locations in the Automat Pass, Tehachapin, and San Gorgonio passes, considered among the world's best wind sites. This is according to Andrew Walden of the American Thinker. It had the best wind spots on Earth. Over 14,000 turbines were simply abandoned because they couldn't make it pay. And now we're doing away with a type of energy that we've got probably 100 years of in the ground, and natural gas for at least another 50 or 60 years, to stop searching for it, stop allowing people to bring this energy up from the earth, and which gives us energy independence for the first time in decades. When that shuts down and it starts slowing down, the end results of this are higher gas prices, higher diesel fuel prices, which if you realize that most of the stuff, the food, runs on trucks. Trucks bring it in. Trucks are on the line all the time. There's three days of supply in a grocery store, maybe. So now the diesel prices go up, and guess what goes up next? Yeah, that's right, your food prices. Because we don't want to use that. The other part of renewable power is the nuclear side. And the Democrats are, not to a man, but for the very most part, are opposed to using nuclear power. Even though there's environmentalists out there that say it is renewable and it is safe and it can fill the bridge there. So when you ask what President Biden has done for you already, that's one of the things. And some sad news. The Shasta Livestock Auction Yard down in Cottonwood. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been there, Jared?
No.
Oh, man, you got to go there and just watch the auctions that they run through there. It's great. Plus, the Branding Iron Restaurant, which is just a super good place to eat at. The Shasta Livestock Auction Yards are closing down this Friday. They're closing down this Friday, and because the people there, you know, the family that runs it says that it is, they're running out of people, and the people that are running it now are older, and unfortunately they're going to close it. Now they're going to still concentrate on they have video sales where they go to different places and they do it once a month, and they are going to sell cattle that way through the internet. And like I said, this is kind of like this place was bringing in, when they run their auctions, something like $1 million a week. They run that many cattle through there, $1 million a week. Well, it's shutting down Friday. But the Branding Iron Restaurant, which Linda and I are going to run down before March 7th, that's when it's going to shut down. And they're going to sell all that property out there. So people have got nothing but nice things to say about the family that ran this for so many years. So Shasta Livestock Auction Yard, another part of Americana, and another part of our businesses here in Shasta County are shutting down. So too bad. And if you haven't been to the Branding Iron Restaurant, you need to go down there and get their chicken fried steak and their country potatoes and try that. It's spectacular. Okay, when we come back after the news, we have Reading Police Chief Bill Shuler. We're going to be talking about the possibilities of that new second neighborhood policing unit. He talked about it last month, but it looks like the city council may be moving forward on this. We'll find out more when he comes on. It's 39 degrees, chances of rain today, and today, the 3rd of February, 2021.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A solemn ceremony underway at the U.S. Capitol honoring fallen Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick. The 42-year-old died while answering the call of duty during last month's riots at the Capitol.
A congressional tribute is being held in the Capitol Rotunda this morning before Sicknick, who served in the Air National Guard before joining the Capitol Police, is interred at Arlington National Cemetery. Sicknick is only the fifth person in U.S. history to lay an honor, the designation for private citizens who aren't government or military officials, in the Capitol Rotunda. The others include Capitol Police officers Jacob Chestnut and John Gibson, who died in the line of duty in the 1998 shooting at the Capitol, civil rights icon Rosa Parks in 2005, and the Reverend Billy Graham in 2018. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Biden has more meetings with congressional Democrats today as he pushes his $1.9 trillion COVID rescue plan.
In the Oval Office this hour, the president sits down with a group of Senate Democrats to discuss plans addressing the pandemic and economic crisis. This morning's meeting comes after he joined calls with fellow Democrats in both the House and Senate. Earlier this week, the president also hosted a group of Republican senators who proposed a less expensive relief package. But the administration calls that plan too small and insufficient. Greg Clugston, the White House.
That sector of the economy that employs most Americans gained momentum last month, hitting an almost two-year high. Activity in the services sector climbed to a reading of 58.7 on a seasonally adjusted basis, according to the Institute for Supply Management. Amid the COVID-19 pandemic, Dr. Anthony Fauci urging Americans to avoid the traditional Super Bowl watch parties. His advice, just lay low and cool it. Wall Street stocks are mixed. The Dow down 45 points, the NASDAQ up 12, the S&P 3 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
The military is in charge of the government of Myanmar following this week's coup, and now deposed civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi has been charged for having several illegally imported walkie-talkies in her home. The military takeover, the target of widespread criticism from the West.
The G7, which includes Britain, the U.S. and Germany, has demanded the Burmese army restore Myanmar's democratically elected government. It's a kind of unequivocal message the UN Security Council was unable to come up with on Tuesday following objections from China. Chinese state-run media has downplayed the military takeover, calling it merely a cabinet reshuffle. The different comments on the coup show how difficult it will be to get a unified global response to it.
That's the BBC's Michael Bristow. China planning to provide 10 million coronavirus vaccine doses to developing countries through the global COVAX initiative. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Most Boeing employees get a bonus next month.
That's despite the company losing $12 billion over the last year during the pandemic. Most employees did not receive annual bonuses last year after the company lost $636 million in 2019 because of the grounding of the 737 MAX by the FAA. In response, the company in February changed the structure of its incentive plan, tying its financial goals to the timing of the first delivery of a 737 MAX after its ungrounding. The company's bonuses were previously based on profits. John Scott reporting.
Britain's health chief says a new study suggesting that a single dose of the Oxford-AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine provides a high level of protection for 12 weeks, so supports the government strategy of delaying the second shot so that more people can quickly be protected by the first dose of the vaccine. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is the 3rd of February, 2021, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, if you're going to get your vaccination shots, they may be a place to start. We had ours, and it was actually a pleasant experience. I mean, having gone through shot lines and for most of my life, this was pretty cool. You know, you kind of come in there dressed the way you want. People nice to you. Hey, sit down afterwards. Want to make sure you're okay. They don't take you out and you stumble outside or anything like that. And Jared's there with the weather. And he told me it's not National Hemp Day.
No, I had the wrong day. It's Carrot Cake Day.
Carrot Cake
Day. And it's the day the music died, Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper.
Oh, my gosh.
I think it's 62 years. Missing Persons Day and Women Physicians Day.
Oh, okay.
So Women's Physicians I was off. Day. But Hemp Day is tomorrow.
Hemp Day is tomorrow. Yes. Well, start celebrating early after All the right. show. Okay.
All right. It's currently 45 degrees right now downtown. Today, we have a 70% chance of showers during the day. It's going to be mostly clear tonight with a high of 49, a low of 36. Tomorrow, all the way through Saturday, is going to be sunny and clear. Tomorrow is going to be a high of 59, a low of 36. Friday, 65 as a high and a low of 40. And on Saturday, a high of 65 and a low of 39.
Okay. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. And we're here today at 8:07 in the morning with Reading Police Chief Bill Schuller.
Good morning.
I can see the November grow a beard. Is would you work until working on it till next November?
I wondered when you would bring this up.
Well, you know what? I've how long have I known you? Years.
Yeah.
Years. And you've always been clean shaven.
Yep.
And then you went into the November. You all grow facial hair.
Yep.
And you do that so you raise funds.
Right.
For
Blue Santa.
Blue Santa.
Right.
And then I've noticed other people too, Mark Story, who also grew a beard during that time frame, that he still has his too.
Yeah.
Do other officers now have beards?
Yeah, I've been a police officer for 27 years almost, and so I'm kind of a traditionalist in the policing world. I uniforms and clean shaven, but I'm trying to bend with the times and think about recruiting and retention and is it the same issue that it used to be? And so, we've done the No Shave November a couple of years in a row. One Safe Place was our benefactor the first year and then Blue Santa this year. And afterwards, I had a lot of our staff come to me and say, hey, we really like this. And we've had no pushback from anybody. And a clean shaven beard is still a professional look, especially
a trimmed beard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
A very trim one. And so I made a change to our policy. And so for now it's still in temporary status, but for now we're gonna see how it goes for a few months.
Until you're tired of it and then you'll say, okay, everybody back.
Yeah, well mine won't last. Once it gets warm, I'm out. I'm back to clean shaven again. But I've in my entire life I've never been able to grow a beard because I've been in this business. And when I was young, before I got in this business, I just couldn't grow anything. So now I can, and so I kind of like it. And my wife's finally getting used to it. But it's real short, and we'll just see how it goes.
Well, you know, after, you know, then you can kind of like, instead of just shaving it all off at one time, you can get into the goatee, or you can get into that Van Dyke looking thing.
Or like a soul patch. Yeah, no, I'm not going to go there. No. I'll be either this or clean.
In the Marine Corps, a mustache, the regulations on them are so stringent.
Yes,
that you
too.
End up looking, you know, like a junior. I don't know. It can't go past the corners of your mouth. It's got to be a quarter of an inch off your lip and down below your nostrils. I mean, what's that leave you? Now, however, when you deploy into a combat zone, things change.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't grow mustaches until I was into a combat zone, and then I just really didn't pay too much attention to them.
Sure.
And when we got ready to redeploy, you shave them off. So, anyway, that was so important. You have been talking about the Second Neighborhood Police Unit on our show.
Yes.
For 2 months at least, probably longer.
Probably longer.
You know, at least, you know, mentioning it, this is what we'd like to do. And finally, the city council looks like they may be pushing forward on this.
Yeah, yeah. That's exciting. You know, we've been talking to probably... I mean, this is something I've wanted to do ever since I became the chief, and so it's something that I've been talking about. The city manager and I have talked about, and the city council is excited about it, I think, and they brought it forward, and so we'll be presenting to them the next council meeting, which is basically 2 weeks from yesterday, an idea to hire 4 positions, and they will be... You know, whether we call it a second MPU or what we call it, what they'll be doing is downtown parks and trails, and they'll be on bikes or on foot. They're not going to be
right here in the center of town.
Right.
Their substation's going to be right here at the above with the pizza place.
There. Yeah, it's donated office space. Everything was donated. In fact, the owner of the building and that she donated the office space to us, and we have a long lease with her. The only thing we're paying for is utilities. The office furniture was donated by Caliber Office Furniture. Signorama put all our signage up. So that was all donated. And we have donated electric bikes from several benefactors in town. And these officers.
So you've already got your bikes, mm-hmm. Huh? Electric bikes.
We have electric bicycles. Trek electric police bikes.
Now, these aren't your just ordinary electric bikes, are they?
No, they're expensive, and they are designed by Trek for police work, and so they have lights and even little sirens and a big battery pack. They're meant for pedaling, and then you get the assist from the electric, but you can also just run it off the electric, but they scoot. You can really move
now,
around.
The idea of training wheels, how long will they have the training wheels on them?
We make them all go through a bicycle certification class, believe it or not, where they have to learn to ride up and down steps and on dirt trails and make certain turning movements, up and down curbs, all of those things.
Did you look at Segways?
We haven't. Years and years ago, that was something when they were first out that the department kind of looked at, but no.
Well, they've got them set up also for police.
Yeah,
they've got that third wheel in the back to give it a lot more stability, and you could 40 miles an hour in those
sure.
devils.
Yeah. The bicycles are good. The guys really like them. They like the exercise. They like to be able to...
Now, what is their mission going to be?
So their mission, well, a couple things. Having that presence downtown and on our parks and trails will deter crime. We know that historically that police presence will deter crime. And then they're designed to, by being on bikes or being on foot, get out in that community, get to know the people downtown, the business owners, the restaurant owners, the people that live here now, because with all this new development, we're getting a lot of new residents downtown, and also the criminal activity. Get to know the people that are committing the crimes, deal with those issues, think of long-term solutions versus short-term. You know, not just, hey, this guy's causing a problem today, we're going to arrest him or do whatever we can to solve that problem for the next 5 minutes. It's long-term solutions. So that's the idea. They won't be beholden to the radio so much, and they'll be focusing on this area downtown where we're seeing a whole ton of development.
Well, it is a whole lot of development there. And the idea of having people on the ground, it's worked so well in that first neighborhood police unit. I mean, you all have had thousands of arrests.
Yes.
Collected, I don't know, literally pounds I won't say hundreds of pounds, but could be of drugs, yeah, and keeping the place safe. So I think that police work, of course, with a town 60 square miles, you can't hardly do this, but having as many of those neighborhood police unit types,
right,
it's better because people get to know their police.
Yes. I mean, right now we have 7 officers on at a time in a 60 square mile city.
Yeah.
And so the officer who patrols downtown has another 15 square miles to service, as well as backing his beat partners on the calls on their beats.
On the big things,
right,
they can get to a car and get out there.
Yeah. And so having them be able to, I mean, they're just not able to provide that same level of service because of that large geographical area they have to deal with. So having 2 officers, and I'm not quite sure scheduling what we're going to look at, will be very flexible, and maybe we may do 2 officers 7 days a week. We may do 4 officers 6 days a week. We're not quite sure how we're going to run this yet, but
are they going to be running in twos?
Yeah, they'll be running in pairs on bicycles.
So that makes sense.
Yeah.
On bicycles. Mm-hmm. Now, are they going to come down and kind of come into the office here and say,
oh, yeah,
hey?
That's the plan. Come say hi, meet the business owners, get to know them.
Hand out cards.
Hand out cards, hand out cell phone numbers, right, so that they can, their department
that's
cells,
great,
so they can
that's
be
great,
yep, in touch with the community.
Again, another way of making our community safer.
Yep.
And I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Chief Shuler. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. And you might want to, if they're, are they still making up their mind about this at the city council?
We're discussing the financial aspect of it at the council meeting. So when the budget will allow it, when we can hire them, the
okay,
recruiting inside of
what
it
I'm,
all that.
I'm getting at, my friends, if you're listening here and you feel like it, you can write a quick email or give them a call down at the city council to our city councilman and just say, this is a great idea. This is a proven way of policing that works very well. You might just want to just say, hey, we're all for this.
Yeah.
So, okay. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, which, by the way, on Hilltop, you have your you have had people out there on bicycles and other things. I've heard that mentioned. The Four Winds Jewelry is a only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They can not only do they have a great selection of jewelry at really fair prices, they can design jewelry for you. They have the only watch repairman in, well, God knows, maybe all of Northern California, that can take your watch apart and make it work. Going in for a battery is painless, in and out, and I think they charge $5. You know, doesn't get any better than that. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Reading Police Chief Bill Shuler. 8:17 in the morning, 40 degrees out there.
She was in the backyard, say it was a little past 9. When her prince pulled up, a white pickup truck. Her folks should have seen it coming, it was only just a matter of time. Plenty old enough.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Want to have the most unique, memorable Valentine's weekend? Shining Care presents The Shining Affair. Saturday, February 13th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The best part? It's happening from the comfort and safety of your own home. It's an elegant virtual evening of interactive entertainment, including live music from FM Flyby. Enter or watch a fun lip-sync challenge, the Best in Bling contest, and much more. You join the party with Zoom and let the fun begin. With the party in a box, you'll have all the contents to create your own festive backdrop for everyone to see. Plus, mingle and see everyone's bling attire on your Zoom screen. Join CR Gibbs mixologists in making a signature cocktail. Vote on the lip sync challenge performances and best in bling outfits. Be moved by testimonials of Shining Care's mission of compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders for safety and well-being. Tickets start at just $25, available at shiningcare.org. Proceeds benefit Shining Care's programs to help at-risk elders in our community.
Sometimes you have to go away to get away to relax. Enjoy an affordable staycation experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. Standard rooms only $89 a night, Sunday through Thursday. Call or book online now, 1-800-280-UWIN or windriver.com. Offering mobile check-in and check-out, valid through March 20th. Must have a River Club card. Some restrictions apply. Use promo code WINTER21. Join us for a safe and comfortable stay at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. You know, we were joking around, we should say, if you're conservative, you could say insurrection, home of insurrection radio. But I'm sure that that's probably not what's going to be our byline there, your talk radio. It is 8:22 in the morning. It's gone down again. 39 degrees. It's going to be rainy today. The showers. It's supposed to be clearing up by this weekend. Shasta Gas Propane is bringing us weather reports as usual. 365-3793. And Crackmaster is bringing us a segment. Now, I just took a car down to Crackmaster yesterday with a 12.5-inch crack in the windshield at the bottom of it. It belonged to one of our employees. And I took it down to Jeff Wurst, and he said, okay, I need it for a few hours. And when I came back, literally, you can't see it. I mean, you can see it, but it's just totally been fixed. And it looks great. And when I took it back to the person who couldn't get out, and she looked at it. She couldn't even see it where it was. I said, get inside, and you can see when you're inside, you can see where it is. That's the kind of quality work that Jeff Wurst does. He's totally professional. He guarantees his work for life. It's a veteran-owned business. You're not going to be disappointed. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today, or stop by 3208 South Market Street. He gives you a free estimate and can tell you if he can fix it or not. If he can't fix it, he'll just tell you that he's not going to waste your money. We're here with Reading Police Chief Bill Schuller. We talked in the first segment about the second neighborhood police unit that may be coming online. Feel free to call your city council people, write them a letter, write them an email saying, we need this second neighborhood police unit. The first one was a huge success, or is a huge success.
It is.
How many? I saw some stats on them, and it was in the thousands.
Yeah, I'm actually trying to pull it up for you, but my computer's not cooperating. But, yeah, they've recovered hundreds of pounds, if you total them all up, of different illegal narcotics, from methamphetamine to heroin to fentanyl to everything. They recovered quite a few stolen and illegal firearms and put a lot of bad guys in jail and solved a lot of neighborhood issues with drug houses and cleaning up those neighborhoods. And
they really have. And that's a big thing, because they would go after these drug houses and keep going after them until they arrested everybody.
Right.
Or the guy or person who owned the house got the word about maybe you better have better tenants in there. But this new neighborhood police unit, here's the question. When you say downtown, does that include Court Street?
Yeah, it does. We're looking at East Street to the east, and then probably Pine Street or Cypress Street and that Cypress Market, South City Park area. Yeah, and the police department basically is being the south end. North end to be the river, although they're going to extend into the river trail, so they'll be probably Caldwell Park, Lake Redding Park, Quartz Hill Road area. To the west will be, you know, it's pretty fluid again. Maybe West Street, maybe further into that neighborhood. We'll just see. It's really, you know, it'll be crime-driven dependent. They're going to focus on the heart of downtown and help get that area cleaned up as we continue to expand and grow downtown. And then as things are successful and there's more people downtown, crime kind of goes outwards in the wings, and we'll focus on that as well.
We'll start moving them further and further south. Oh, no, Chief.
Yes, south to
Chief,
Anderson.
Yeah, Chief Johnson. No, no, that was just a joke, buddy. Something has hit our community. Fentanyl.
Yeah.
It's now, bad. It's been, you've mentioned before that it was working its way up from the north.
Yeah.
Just like Rob Pelletti years ago said, heroin is going to be a problem. It's working its way up. And everybody said, well, we didn't have a heroin problem. He says, just wait.
Yeah.
And now it's fentanyl. We had three people die.
Yes.
Tragically. Mm-hmm. You know what? And I say that tragically. I don't know who they were. They were using powdered drugs, from what I understand.
Yep.
And they had fentanyl on it.
Right. That's a scary thing. Fentanyl, we're seeing, you know, we didn't see it for a while, and now we're seeing it more and more and more. And it is very concerning because, well, concerning from an officer standpoint, and it's concerning from the victim, potential victim standpoint, because the three that unfortunately died, they had no idea what they were ingesting. And something laced with fentanyl is extremely dangerous, and you know, they were, unfortunately, they died.
What does
instantly.
Fentanyl do?
Well, it's a painkiller. It's a very, very concentrated painkiller, and it used to be in patch form where you could put a fentanyl patch on after you had a surgery, and you'd have it on for a couple of days to try and ease that pain. Now it's become prolific. It's in powder form. It's coming out of Mexico in mass quantities, and it's super, super cheap. So because it's so inexpensive, it's like amphetamine was back in the 90s when methamphetamine and amphetamine was really easy to get. Now it's fentanyl, and they're just anything that any drug that they want to cut up and make more of, heroin, cocaine, they just use fentanyl because it's cheaper than the actual heroin, it's cheaper than the actual cocaine to kind of mix that in there, and it's extremely addictive and very dangerous.
Well, and the fact is that you all of your officers carry Narcan,
yes.
Because you can go into a room that's got it.
Yeah,
from what I understand.
Right,
and the and once it can be absorbed through the skin.
Yeah, it can be absorbed through the skin. It's airborne. It's very fine particles, so you could breathe that in, and all of a sudden you're in cardiac arrest.
Have you had any of your officers get hit by this?
No.
And that's why you carry that Narcan in case you find somebody, you can give them a shot, but also for self protection.
Yeah, we have used it. On folks that have had overdoses, opioid overdoses, and brought them back with those Narcan kits. But all the officers carry them on their pants, in their pockets, or on their belts. And we have a testing system back at the police department, a big vent hood that clears the air, and the officers do all the drug testing under that vent hood so they're not exposed to any fumes or powders. It's a scary stuff, very scary.
I saw something on Facebook right after that happened from a person that I know personally, that individual that said, as soon as that happened, said, this is, if you are using powdered drugs, don't.
Yeah.
Because and you know, because this is up here. So if you're using powder drugs, don't do it because it'll kill you.
Yeah, our drug task force has had some pretty significant seizures of fentanyl. Our MPU units seize fentanyl. Our patrol officers have recovered fentanyl off of people. It's out there. It's out there a lot. So it's pretty scary.
Okay. The usually when they cut heroin and all that, I always heard it was baby laxative and all these things. Now they're using fentanyl.
Well, yeah, they still use both. But the idea is you know, if you want to cut it with fentanyl, you could make it seem like it's the same strength, right? Because as you cut it down, you're using a cheap substance like fentanyl to make it.
So they still get a rush.
Yep, still get the same high or even a better high in some cases. There are people, this is coming from my task force commanders, that the fentanyl's so much more addictive that if they don't get heroin fentanyl, it's even, they're not getting that same high.
So they could be using regular heroin, and it's not enough.
Right.
Having listened to, I think it was Dr. Greg Gottlieb. No, that's not right. When he did a presentation on drugs, what it does to that pleasure center.
Right.
That it's unbelievable what heroin does. So I imagine heroin and fentanyl takes it to even higher.
Yeah.
So it becomes, it's your norm.
Extremely addictive.
Wow. Okay, we're here with Reading Police Chief Bill Schuller. Here's some questions here. Does the police department still have, I know this answer, Bob Brannon and the other inmates cleaning up the garbage on the sides of the street?
Yeah, so Bob retired. Congratulations to Bob. He retired last year. He put in a lot of effort cleaning up this community, and he deserves a good retirement. So we have currently we have three positions for that community work program officer position. We have one of them filled with Lynn Harriod right now, and you'll see Lynn out a lot. He more often than not, he's in a big looks like a dump truck with a claw on the back that Solid Waste donated to us, and so he can use that to pick up large material. We still do get inmates, although not nearly like we were because of COVID restrictions. We're not allowed to have as many inmates, and we're not allowed to have – it's the transportation issue is part of it, and then recirculating them back into custody is a problem. So we're not allowed to have as many inmates as we used to, but we'll get back there. And then we're currently hiring for one more work program officer. So that will go out next week, I'm hopeful, and so that will be posted on our webpage. Actually, you know what? I stand corrected. It is already posted on our Facebook page, and it is on the city's website, so you can sign up. So we're looking for somebody to help us facilitate that program, be part of that.
And if you see graffiti on the streets or on the walls, just call a number there.
You can call the number, or you can go on our website, and there's a place to report camps, graffiti, abandoned shopping carts, all of those things, which is what that program takes care of.
I want to report graffiti on the wall across the street from us.
Yeah? I'll have to look at that. I can't see it.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. I got all types of questions coming in.
Good.
And that's exactly what this is for. If there's another, well, we've got to take a break. When we come back, I'll get to all the questions coming through here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is locally owned, locally operated. They care about this community. They have helped people in this Paycheck Protection Program so many times. They have helped hundreds of businesses, provided millions of dollars, making sure that businesses could stay open, that their people could be paid, their leases could be paid. Cornerstone Community Bank is a leader in this. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com or stop by one of the three branches, 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff, 1845 California Street, right in the heart of the new downtown new policing unit, neighborhood policing unit, and over at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the old Raley Shopping Center. They are still moving dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank during all of this. We'll be right back.
Lying in bed, I shouldn't have said.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
Want to have the most unique, memorable Valentine's weekend? Shining Care presents The Shining Affair. Saturday, February 13th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The best part? It's happening from the comfort and safety of your own home. It's an elegant, virtual evening of interactive entertainment, including live music from FM Flyby. Enter or watch a fun lip-sync challenge, the Best in Bling contest, and much more. You join the party with Zoom and let the fun begin. With the party in a box, you'll have all the contents to create your own festive backdrop for everyone to see. Plus, mingle and see everyone's bling attire on your Zoom screen. Join CR Gibbs mixologists in making a signature cocktail. Vote on the lip sync challenge performances and best in bling outfits. Be moved by testimonials of Shining Care's mission of compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders for safety and well-being. Tickets start at just $25, available at shiningcare.org. Proceeds benefit Shining Care's programs to help at-risk elders in our community.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Trent Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Over to Drip, now open at 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson, next to Anytime Fitness. Drip features healthy and delicious drinks and shakes. Drip offers energy teas packed with antioxidants, delicious full meal replacement shakes, coffee loaded with protein, power oats, energy drinks, and so much more. Drip is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 7 and weekends 8 to 4. Stop by today, 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson. Zip on over to Drip.
Down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Hey, it's 8:38 in the morning here on the 3rd of February. It's 39 degrees out there. It's going to be raining today. We need the rain. It should be clearing up by Friday. By tomorrow it should be clearing up, it says here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. They work by appointments only. They have since before COVID started, that you can reach them at 244-9478. They take all the precautions. You don't have to worry about catching the dreaded COVID if you go there. Yeah, it's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. I'm here with Reading Police Chief Bill Shuler. We're going to go through some quick questions here. If you have a number of officers involved in a shooting, how do you fill the gaps? Because every one of them goes on administrative leave.
Everyone goes on administrative leave, and they go through an interview process, and then ultimately they get sent to a post-approved psychologist before they're released back to full duty. And after there's been at least part of an administrative and criminal investigation. It may not be completed, but we'll have a good sense of that incident. And then those positions are filled with overtime. And when our staff goes out and they're involved in shootings, the rest of our staff steps up and they'll work as many hours and days to cover those shifts as they need to. So
do you have any officers? I don't know. I don't want this to sound wrong, but do you have any officers that are involved in more shootings than others?
Yeah, that's actually something we look at. So we look at use of force on a global level at the department. We have a software system that actually tracks use of force in all areas, from shootings down to basically using pepper spray, all those different levels. So we're able to track that. We can track it down to the officer. We can track it down to the everything, time of day, type of crime, all of those things. So we can constantly track those and look for those kind of early warning signs.
Okay. I was just wondering because, yeah, you know, there's some people just attract trouble.
Sure.
Right. Sense things and they get into things that maybe other people don't notice.
There are absolutely those kind of officers that they're just magnets. They're able to see and get involved in those kind of, get in, you know, find bad guys, the real bad guys,
yeah,
and they're really good at it. And that sometimes just means you're going to get involved in more violent encounters. It doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong. It just means you've got a really good, keen sense of investigation and you're doing a good job. So, it is a violent profession and it is a violent, in some cases, community that we're in with some of these
Absolutely.
Bad guys. So
yeah,
they have to respond accordingly.
In the service, we talked about bullet magnets.
And yeah,
we had some bullet magnets out there too.
You know
that they would go out and there'd be a firefight.
Right.
Not even initiated by them.
Right.
But it would just be like that.
The expectation that we have of our staff is when they're not handling calls for service, especially with the community service officers, they're supposed to be out focusing on crime occurring in their presence, being out there and trying to be not just a deterrent, but finding those bad guys and putting them in jail, and that leads to it can lead to violence.
What criteria does the chief or sheriff use to pick the jail inmates they let out or just process through?
That's an Eric McGreeny question.
Right. I can pretty much tell you what the answer is to that.
Yeah. I mean, I can from what I've talked to him about. But the classification officer makes those determinations based on criminal history, if they're going to reoffend, if they're on probation or parole,
violence.
There's a whole host of things. And really, it's a very, very painful job for that person to have to make a decision whether the child molester or the burglar gets to get out today.
Well, that's, we know which one will get out today.
Yeah.
And that's the thing I said in there with him. And there's these stacks of books as they're being brought in. And he says, I've got this guy who is he burglarizes houses, but he's not violent.
Right.
And I got this guy over here that just beat up his wife or been in two violent incidents. I keep him. Because
yeah,
I know he's going to be violent out there. Unfortunately, the house burglar, he walks.
Right, and he'll go out and commit more burglaries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get caught again. And then now they've gotten into the bundling thing where they can catch that.
Yeah.
The other question here in our last few minutes on this segment is, Oregon just legalized drugs.
Right. Civil penalty
everything.
Only.
Yeah. Everything. We haven't done that in the state of California per se. However, we kind of have.
Right. Yeah, and I think Oregon's going to realize in a couple of years they made a huge mistake. But we have, basically possession of any drug in California is a misdemeanor. It is a citable offense. We don't book people for those. One, jail capacity. Two, you have to have several reasons before you can book somebody on a misdemeanor. So we take their drugs and we write them a ticket, and that's all that happens. So it's unfortunate, and it's caused a lot of the issues that we see in our community where you have people shooting up on street corners or in people's business alcoves by their front doors, and just this proliferation of drugs because there is nothing to hold them accountable anymore. Previously to this change in law with Prop 47, you would arrest somebody for a felony drug possession. And they had an opportunity to go to court, go through a diversion program, get clean, and have those charges dismissed. There's nothing there like that anymore. There is a diversion program, but no one has any incentive to go to it because the worst thing they get is a misdemeanor, right? They get a fine and they walk out the door. So we haven't legalized drugs, but by all you know,
intents and purposes.
Thanks, you. We have, and it's unfortunate because we need to have some way to hold people accountable.
And that's what it's been the whole time. Now Oregon is saying there that, you know, they're doing this and they're offering all these rehab programs.
Sure.
But there's nothing that says that the people that's on this, because there's no hammer, and I hate to say that, but there's no hammer on them to go to the rehab programs.
Right. Yeah, we have a lot of rehab programs here too, through diversion, through AB 109 and Prop 47, and through probation. There are a lot of those programs here. But again, if there's nothing to force them to at least start the process, then they're not going to go. Bottom line.
Okay, we're here with Reading Police Chief Bill Schiller. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and talk about recruiting and, you know, building up the police force and replacing those who are retiring, or either retiring through time or medical retirements, which you have a lot of.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say a lot of, but that's a percentage, too.
Sure.
Just from the rigors of the job. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Tobacco and Brew has been one of our sponsors since, I mean, literally the first time I was on the air. Literally the first time I was on the air at another station. And they have been with us for this whole time. Super, super people down there, Shelley Enriquez. And if you have anything, any type of tobacco products, they can take care of you. Not only just great premium and domestic cigars, but rolling tobacco, major cigarette brands, pipe tobacco, humidors, lighters. They've got it all at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, we'll be right back. And by the way, Indian Springs School is not opening today because of lack of staff. Is that correct, Jared?
That is correct. That's what I heard.
Okay, and that's in Big Bend. We'll be right back.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Well, it's not always raining.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio. Your talk radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Phone lines here 605-4567. I'm answering questions. I'm rolling through here. And all the questions about the amount of drugs. Personal use is a misdemeanor. They have to then go on beyond that to show that they got scales and all types of things that says they're there for selling. I asked that from a Reading Police Chief, Bill Schuller, who's with us today. It's not that easy.
No.
And that piece of legislation, let's just talk about how much easier they're making your job. Has it been introduced yet about the age?
Yeah, it has been introduced in the legislature in California. So they want to restrict us from hiring police officers that they have to be a minimum of 25 years of age or have a bachelor's degree. And I'm a big proponent of education. The vast majority of my staff has bachelor's degrees. Quite a few have master's degrees, and I think that's an important aspect. But when you just make an age cutoff, you eliminate a huge resource that we have, and that's these folks coming out of the military.
Well, maybe that's the purpose of it.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
Maybe that's exactly the purpose of it, because how many times we've seen with this, destroy our police or reduce the funding or whatever you want to call it, defund the police, is that, they've got so many military in the police, and that's why they're having the problems. Well, maybe that's the reason why.
Yeah, I have not heard the explanation of why they have, but that is definitely coming from the lobbying groups that I'm part of, Cal Chiefs and PORAC and the other ones, we're arguing heavily against this for this very reason, because the military, the folks in the military are a great resource for us. Quite a few military veterans at our police department.
Absolutely.
They're great cops. Most, if not all, go back to get some sort of education, whether it's right out through GI Bill or later as they're already being employed. But it just cuts out a huge group of potential employees.
Which leads us to the next question.
Right.
Recruiting for police departments.
It's challenging. Yeah. So we have 7 vacancies right now at the police department. So we have 105 authorized positions. And again, we had 119 in 2008. So we're still trying to grow back to that.
Mm-hmm.
And so out of that 105, only 98 are filled. We can talk about injuries and things that reduces our staff even more, but 7 vacancies. And so trying to recruit for those positions is difficult. And we're in a place now with the defunding movement, and the extreme criticism of police throughout the country, that makes it hard for people to want to get into this business. When I tested for my position in 1993, I tested with 500 candidates. We're testing now with a half a dozen at the most, and then we're eliminating.
How many candidates when you did it?
500.
For Reading?
Yeah. Yeah, we tested at Shasta College in a huge room, took a big written test in one of these big theaters, and then they narrowed it down, written test, and they narrowed it down to an interview, and then a chief's interview, and ultimately that was for 4 positions that we tested out
there. Did you have to take a physical test?
No, we don't take physical tests.
Okay.
You take a physical after you get a conditional job offer that's done by a physician.
Okay.
But there's no, running, jumping test.
Really?
Right, because that's all done in the academy. So we were already through the academy and passed that.
Oh, you were already – okay, that's right. You're already through the academy
right
before you could apply. Got it.
Yes.
But now you're taking people and sending them through the academy.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we're not very successful with that. We're averaging about 50%. Actually, it's a little less than that on success rate of these kids we're sending to the academy.
Really?
Most of them get out of the academy. It's the field training program that's they go through after they get out. Some just decide that this job isn't for them. Some, have whatever the issues may be, and we part ways. We're running less than 50-50 right now with these recruits.
Do you have anything in that little contract that says you have to pay it back, the cost?
No, mm-mm, not okay. Legal.
Oh, I can't do that, huh?
Mm-mm.
So they could just, Could they change your mind about being here and go someplace else?
They could. We don't see that, though. Okay. We don't have people just waiting to get to the academy and then leaving. It's they're leaving because we're sending them on their way, or they don't want to do
the CHP. The CHP has got a. They dropped. They only graduated like 40% when I was on the advisory board there. And,
right.
And I said, well, has anybody talked to these guys?
Right.
Why can't you lose 60% of a class?
Sure. And what's interesting now is, I'm unwilling to lower my hiring standards. I would rather have vacancies and fill them with overtime versus lower our standards and then have issues down the road. But we have officers show up to interviews that are still using drugs. And I'm not talking marijuana. I'm talking hard drugs in their lives, even recently, and then they're trying to be police officers. And it's just shocking to me.
It was interesting hearing all the different things. And what you just said, I've heard, too, is that do you use drugs? No. When's the last time you used drugs? Last week.
Yeah.
And, and one of them actually said, well, I had some marijuana because I was really shook up about this, and it mellows me down. Before the interview.
Right. And our guys go through they go through a rigorous process. They have written tests, multiple interviews. Then they go through a polygraph examination and a very, very extensive background where we talk to their employers, their friends, their neighbors, girlfriends, wives, ex-girlfriends, you name it. We talk to everybody. And then they have to go, if they get past that process, they go through a physical with a physician and then a psychological exam with a post-certified psychologist. That also weeds people out. So it's not easy getting this job.
Oh, no, I'm very familiar with this, is that they get them all the way to, they can get them through like nine of the evaluations, and they hit the shrink at the end.
Yeah.
And they lose them then, too.
Mm-hmm. It's true. So, it's a struggle to fill positions. We have a lot of folks that come here, work for the police department because they grew up here, or they have family here, or their wives or husbands have family here, so they come back. So that's our recruiting pool. And traditionally, we've, taken from the other agencies in our area.
How much will the new policeman make on his first year there?
On his a brand new, well, say they're a recruit, like they've never been a police officer before, because we start laterals at a higher pay rate, but it's around $50,000 a year to start without overtime.
Without overtime.
Right.
But they all get overtime.
Right. They get a lot of overtime because of court, filling shifts, things like that. So the average policeman's making somewhere around $80,000. Police officers that have been here for a long time, higher up on the pay scale, they're going to make in that $100,000 range.
Sure. How many officers do you have on an average that are medical, that they can't be out on the streets?
It's averages about 15%. So.
And that's because of fighting? Because there's a lot more fighting going on now?
It's everything from knees to backs to shoulders. Those are the most prolific injuries that our officers sustain. We had that officer that was run over not too long ago, and luckily he's back to work. Just recently came back to work, healthy and back. Then you have the traditional things: PTSD, stress, exposure, cardiac issues. We have a lot of injuries in this business, and unfortunately, sometimes that ends careers as well.
And you also check out their social media. So.
Oh, well, we're hiring folks, yeah.
Yeah. So things. So what's a disqualifier for social media? Somebody said if they had been ties to the Oath Keepers or the Three Percenters.
Well, it depends. We'll look at someone's social media in the context of the whole picture, right? Of the whole person. So not just they liked a post. Okay, that they're out, right?
Yeah.
We're gonna interview this person based on what's in their social media and talk to them about their beliefs, and that's part of the psychological exam. It's also to look at things like implied bias or implicit bias, and make sure they're a good fit for the job.
Right. It's not easy.
It's not an easy job. So, it is a very fun, rewarding job.
Oh yeah, it's a great job.
I've enjoyed my career. I'm glad I'm in a place now that I'm not pushing a patrol car around, but. It's a good career, and you can definitely support a family, and especially up here, and it's a good job.
We got 30 seconds for a wrap up here, Chief.
Well, I'm excited about this, these four new positions. I'm very hopeful that we get the green light to start hiring. As you know, we talked about recruiting, so it'll take some time to get that done. We're still moving forward with our crisis intervention response team that you and I have talked about before. That's in the final stages of a contract with the county, and we'll be launching that soon. So maybe by the next time we talk, we can talk about that.
Great. And that's having a mental health professional that's assigned to a shift.
Yep.
So
an officer and a deputy in an unmarked car. It's going to be great things.
Thank you so much, Chief Bill Shuler, for being with us. You know, we have not only the chief, but the sheriff's on, and it's always on a Wednesday. And then the district attorney, she's on a Thursday, so we can hear.